I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
The American Road Trip, an icon of the past and of American culture. Author Kitson Jezinka is trying to make the odd more appealing. She recently wrote a book for National Geographic Kids called 125 Road Trip Attractions. It includes things like a giant eyeball sculpture, a tunnel of love, and a museum of Pez memorabilia. According to Jezinka, she wants to encourage road trippers to
slow down a little bit and enjoy things that you might otherwise just zoom right on past. I just think it says something about our world, just how diverse it is and how much there is to explore if we stop and look.
She also says non-traditional art, like roadside attractions, has value worth enjoying.
Especially when you look at some of these creations that people have made, and it may not be the best art, but there's a lot to find out. There's a lot to explore and learn about in this kind of amazing world we live in.
Jezinka says her favorite attraction in the book is a museum of bad art in Somerville, Massachusetts.
It's not just bad art. The curators actually have all this criteria of, you know, what art can be displayed there. And they actually want art that it's almost like bloopers. It can't just be bad art. It has to experience some type of mistake. There was an attempt at greatness that failed for some reason.
Some of the other attractions in the book include a traffic light tree in London, England, an ice-covered lighthouse in St. Joseph, Michigan, and a corn palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. No matter where you go this summer or what you see, make sure to have a great soundtrack. On the road again. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.
The life I love is making music with my friends.